Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you had a better week than I did, because I have to tell you that this thing with Afghanistan, this disgusting, disgraceful display of American might, imagine that. American might being shoveled into behaving like a third world country. How sad is that? Look at what this administration is doing to this country. Are we going to sit by and just let that happen? Well, I certainly hope not, because the only way to save America is through Americans. That was the purpose of America. The whole idea of American exceptionalism is that Americans are supposed to be governed by themselves. They get their rights from God, and therefore can take those rights and use them until we have incredible evil lurking around every corner, as there is right now. Evil is sitting in the White House. Oh, maybe he's not in the White House. Who actually knows? You know, they did a whole thing on the picture from Camp David saying that he wasn't there. I can't listen to him. He's not really my president, but he is destroying our country. And we have been on this mission for a very, very long time. When we first started, I guess it was about 9, 10 years ago, I was a member of a wonderful organization called the Save America Foundation. And Fred Brownbill was the president of that organization. And we educated, I would have to say, multitudes of people in Florida and all over the country. And we did an incredible job. And today, I have Fred Brownbill with me, and he's going to share his information with us. You are listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education, and my guest for today is Fred Brownbill, formerly from the Save America Foundation. Fred, are we bringing that back?
Hi, thank you for having me. I wrote an article today, which was on my blog, saying that it's probably past time for the Tea Party movement to restart. I'd like to think that it could do. I think the problem we had was people got tired and thought that we had done the job we'd set out to do, and we gave up too quickly.
Well, unfortunately, I happen to agree with you on that one. I do believe that we gave up too quickly. And although we were terrific in spreading the word about so many different things, Agenda 21 being my hot topic, it hasn't gone away. More and more people now need to be educated, because what we are seeing unfold right in front of our eyes is exactly Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, the New Green Deal, any name you want to give it, it's all the same. And it all means the same thing. The government takes over every aspect of humanity. Everything that we are doing will be run and controlled by the government. But let's start off with what I was talking about in the beginning. Fred, how did it make you feel when you listened or saw what was going on in Afghanistan? This is a horror to see all of these people trying to get out, knowing full well what the Taliban will do to them if they stay there.
Honestly, I've been mortified and thoroughly ashamed that America's got to the situation it has where this can be acceptable. I had to, unfortunately, I needed to listen to what Biden said in his speech. It made me sick as he flew back to Camp David to continue his vacation afterwards without taking any questions. But he didn't answer any of the questions about the breakdown in intelligence, why our communist military leaders that we have in office now are still in their positions and haven't been fired. Why leaders of the CIA have not been fired, because, as I said, the breakdown of intelligence in this, even not just on this one matter alone, it's just extreme. And it's a very, very sad day for our allies. It's a very sad day for America, and it's certainly a very sad day for all our military.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be in the military right now, having served in Afghanistan and seeing what is going on. And make no mistake, folks, China is right hopping right on there. They are there. I can see them licking their chops, because what did we as Americans do when we left? Not only did we leave all of our military equipment, but we gave China an open door to all of the minerals that are in Afghanistan. Why would we do that, Fred?
Well, it's the same as what's happened in Iran. China has become partners with Iran. They've started their own bank. They're buying all the oil, going past all the sanctions that were put in, which are toothless. Without Trump in power, no one really cares about them. And the Chinese are doing what they've done their entire history. If you look at Africa, they have raped the continent of Africa from the south of Africa right up to the north, of natural resources to keep their factories going 24/7. You know, they've kept vicious dictators like Robert Mugabe in power, you know, just throwing them a few dollars, giving them a nice house, things like that, kept them in power, paid their military. In return, rape the country. You look at Zimbabwe today with 90-odd% unemployment and nearly all the natural resources being stolen and sent to China. The Chinese are not to be trusted. We've seen that with the virus. We see it every day. And yet you've got our so-called president, who we understand is not our president, but he's certainly in the White House, and he is in cahoots with China without a shadow of doubt.
I could not agree more. And the saddest thing I looked at was the picture of the helicopter of not the helicopter. That was Saigon. That's what I was going to say. This reminded me so much of Vietnam and what we did at Vietnam when we pulled out and just left the people stranded. And of course, China jumped right in. And this is what really is, I mean, Afghanistan is an absolute disgrace. But what if they take over Taiwan? Just think about that, folks. Taiwan is the computer chip capital of the world, since we don't manufacture anything in America anymore. And since Joe Biden thinks that we should buy our oil and all of our other supplies, either from China or from other people that hate us, that's what's going on. But the chips, that's really, really disturbing. What do you think about Taiwan, Fred?
Well, I agree with your opinion there. I mean, we've seen what's happened with the chip shortage just here in America recently with the cars. You know, Ford have had to idle several factories, General Motors. They've got hundreds of thousands of cars sitting in parking lots, unable to be sent to dealers because they're waiting for chips. They're asking dealers to take delivery of those cars and then fit the chip themselves. But the dealers don't want to do that because then legally they become a manufacturer and liable for any legal ramifications from that. So, I mean, yeah, the whole idea that China could fully control and hold everything to ransom on the chips alone is a scary thought.
It is extremely scary. Just imagine, folks, getting up and trying to go to work without the chips. We are actually stuck, because right now we have allowed every single thing that we own to be controlled by some type of computer device. And once we take that away, there's no progress, there's no economy, there's nothing. And this is exactly what China is saying. And not only that, Fred, did you see this one? They told Taiwan, don't pay attention to the United States. Look at what they did to Saigon. Look at what they did to Afghanistan. Do you think they're here to help you? Do you think they will be your ally and do anything? Question mark. What do you think?
They've got a pretty good point. I mean, let's be quite honest. We've done nothing really since World War II to be particularly proud of. We haven't won a war. at all. Everything's become political and money, and you know, our CIA, which I've written about quite often, is I think from the top halfway down is probably in total need of an enema. It is so corrupt, so anti-America, as is the top echelon of the FBI, ATF. Most of our federal agencies have been overtaken. Our military, with people like Milley or Miley, whatever his name is, a total communist. You know, we've got serious issues, and we've had serious issues for a long, long time, Karen. And truthfully, we only have ourselves to blame because we've been asleep at the wheel. We've accepted everything. We haven't questioned anything. You know, where we are is a result of American laziness, American citizens' laziness, and just believing in government. And we all know that, truthfully, you cannot believe in the government.
Well, you're absolutely right on that one. And even though our kids are being led to believe that their rights come from the government, folks, they do not. Our rights come from God. The government is supposed to protect those rights. Unfortunately, the only rights that they're protecting are their own. They have absolutely no desire to do anything for the American people. And the sad part was when Biden was getting rid of the Afghani people that were in Afghanistan, he took the Afghani people over the Americans. Can you imagine what an American's life would be like if he was captured by the Taliban?
No, I mean, I can imagine. I've been in the military and I've dealt with stuff like that. But I mean, you're almost speechless at the ineptitude and the obvious hatred he must have of America to have put us in the position that he's put us in. Although, let's be quite honest, we all know that Biden isn't the president. This is Barack Obama's third term. You know, during Barack Obama's two terms in office, his office was literally run by the Clintons. And now he's running the Biden administration without a shadow of doubt. He's completed the total transformation of America, which they thought would be completed when Hillary Clinton won the election and obviously was thwarted by the election of Trump. So what we're seeing here is the continuation of the Obama agenda, but it's on steroids. A lot of people have heard me equate to what's happening in America, like the building of a triangle, how it takes so long to build the bottom because it's so wide. But as you get towards the top of that triangle, it gets quicker to build because there's obviously less to go in there. And that's where we are right now in this country. You know, they've laid all the foundation over the last 60 years. And right now, literally, they're just finishing up the top of the triangle. And it is on the actual grand reset, whatever you want to call it, is on steroids. And I believe it's pretty close to almost unstoppable now.
I unfortunately believe and agree with you. And I think the final nail in the coffin is going to be if they get to pass that $3.5 trillion bill that will do nothing except socialize every single aspect of American life. And you will have no life unless your life is approved by the government and you say the things that the government wants you to say and you do the things that the government wants you to do, put on that mask, cover up your face, don't talk to anybody, and by the way, stay in your house and don't come out. And we'll give you a stipend. This is the beginning. I wonder how many people remember when Obama said that he wanted a military, a nationalized military that would take care of the people on the home front who were the terrorists. Now, he didn't call us the domestic terrorists at that time, but he might as well have. And now look at what they are doing. They are sending Capitol Police into the cities to act as a local police force. Can you believe that, Fred?
Unfortunately, as horrible as it sounds, yes, I can. You know, I mean, let's be quite honest. The ultimate aim here is a one world military, one world police force, a one world religion, one world government. And, you know, that is the ultimate aim. And truthfully, they're well on the way to it.
Well, the first thing, let's just take something as simple as the police. You can see how easily they are able to do this. The first thing they do is demonize And that's exactly what they did with the police. So they got all of these people to believe that the reason why we have crime in America is because of the police. Think about that, folks. And
Barack Obama did that pretty much from the beginning with that episode in Massachusetts with that professor from the university onwards. I mean, Obama worked his hardest to create race hatred between the races, where there had truthfully been very little. And let's be quite honest, through the Trump 4 years, it had almost subsided again, but it is back on steroids under this guy.
It sure is. And this is your critical race theory rising to the top. Don't be fooled, like they try to fool us. Don't be fooled. If you go to your local school board meeting and you speak out and you say, I do not want critical race theory in schools, they will tell you, oh, it's not in our schools. We don't have critical race theory. What you have to do, folks, is be a word seeker and look for alternative words that are used to describe critical race theory, like diversity and equity and inclusion and social justice and all of those other fancy words. They all mean the same thing.
They're all made to sound good and right.
No, they are terrific at that, aren't they? That is their best. They are wordsmiths extraordinaire, is all I can say.
It's like there are constant attacks on the Second Amendment. It's always common sense gun laws, common sense, common sense. And they're anything but.
Yes. Imagine taking away the guns from the people like myself, like yourself, who only want to defend our own private property. Well, now you have an assailant in some states coming on your private property. You shoot the assailant, you will go to jail. How is that possible?
Well,
how is
unfortunately, the changes we're seeing, as I said, have been put in place for a long time, and we've just really been asleep at the wheel. And if we're going to fight this, which I hope America does, we have to be going at it on steroids as well. We are out of time. If we do not retake the House, not just in 2022, but with the right people in 2022, truthfully, as much as I hate to admit it, I think America is doomed, because when you look at what he's achieved in under 1 year, can you imagine 4 years at this pace?
Oh, my gosh. No, I cannot imagine. I agree with you. I really don't think we will survive. We absolutely must take back the House and the Senate in 2022, because that is the only thing right now that can stop any of this, because there is no will. Especially disappointing is the GOP and those 19 criminals, traitors, who voted with the Democrats to totally destroy the country, bankrupt America. That's their goal.
But you know, it's not just that 19. You know, I think President Trump, when he came into power, did not want, he understood a lot of things about what was going on in America, and he understood there was a swamp, but he did not understand or believe that the Republican Party was neck deep in the swamp as well. So I believe, you know, he spent the first 3 years learning that, which is terrible, but is true. And it was only in the latter half of his 4 years that he understood, I think, and you saw a lot of changes. But by then, obviously, his term had gone, and the Democrats having unbelievably, you know, Clinton having lost the election, they made sure immediately after that a system was put in place whereby they would never lose another election again. And they were open about it. I mean, they haven't tried to hide the fraud. You know, and America, instead of rising like most nations would have in an indignation and anger, have just accepted it. It's interesting to note that the terror alert in America, the newest one, is against white supremacists. It's not against the possible Afghanistan now being a major terror base. You know, all these released prisoners that have been released in Al-Qaeda and stuff like that in the prisons in Kandahar and all these other provinces in Afghanistan. None of that's making the terrorist. It's white supremacist.
It is amazing. Of course, everybody They all need a scapegoat. This is the easiest way to do it. You got to make it visual. What's better than making it visual other than race?
If you mention it often enough, you say the same story time and time and time again. Going back to the 2022 midterm elections, it's not just a case of retaking the House. As I said to you, what we have to do is ensure that the people we vote in are true conservatives and are not, you know, they're not centrist or looking to work across the aisle or anything else like that. If they're not 100% going to push our agenda, we've really got to investigate these people before we vote on them.
That is the key. I strongly agree with you on that one. You must vet your candidates. And the first question I would ask them would be, will you impeach Biden? Because nothing else is important if we don't get rid of him, or Kamala, if she's the queen dictator. I can't even call her president or vice president because I don't believe that either one of them got there legitimately. So that is my doing.
She's definitely token. You know, she never even had, what, 0.3% of the Democrat vote. You know, I mean, even the Democrats didn't want her. So she was chosen. And I don't think it's become quite clear yet as to the reason they've chosen her. We know why they've chosen Biden, because he's the puppet. But I think if he carries on with too many debacles, he might meet a sticky end, and then maybe she'll become the new puppet. I don't know. I think that may unfold. But
I think they chose her because she was the easiest one to manipulate.
Yes, she definitely enjoys the power without a shadow of doubt. And yes, she would do anything for influence and power and money.
And the sad part, to answer your statement before, was with the American people not being active, they are not feeling enough pain. And I don't think they're going to feel the pain until real inflation starts. We are seeing it now, but we haven't seen anything yet. What do you think about that, Fred?
Well, inflation is real. Hyperinflation is around the corner. We all know the figures that they're quoting, the 5.6% of the month, etc. They're not actually correct, because fuel and food, etc., some of those things that everyone buys and has to buy are not included in that figure. You know, we all know that when we go to the supermarket, when we go to the gas pumps, when we go anywhere like that, that is more than 5% an increase. I mean, nearly every week you go somewhere and it's more than 5% increase. So hyperinflation is coming. It's certainly already taken over any pay raises that people might have had. We've already lost those in the inflation that's come in since January. You know, just again, I know you talked about fuel earlier. One of the worst things I think Biden's done is taken America from a net producer exporter to importing up to, I believe it's 27% of our fuel now from Russia and OPEC, and more than that from OPEC. I don't know if people are aware who makes up OPEC, but there's 12 nations and none of them are friends of ours. And we're begging them on our bended knees to produce more oil that we could overpay them for, while we have tens of thousands of workers sitting on the food line. And we have pipelines that are empty, not working. We have derricks and rigs that are not working. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable that we are choosing to pay our enemy to supply our fuel, knowing very well, just like the 70s, they can cut that fuel off at any time. And it would take so long to restart everything here. It's just mind-blowing. And it'll be interesting for people to understand who's in OPEC. As we were talking about oil, I'm not sure if all your readers understand who makes up OPEC. So I would like to list the countries if I can, so that they can understand what I'm talking about.
That would be terrific. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to start Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Venezuela, Qatar, Indonesia, Libya, United Arab Emirates, Algeria, Nigeria, and Angola. So as you can see, the list of all those countries that we're begging to help us with our oil production are all Marxist, communist, and Muslim countries, none of which are United States America's friends, which makes the whole debacle even worse.
Oh, it certainly does. And as you were talking, I'm saying 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. And by the time you were done, the gasoline was up to $8.50. Raising the price of oil and then going and begging our enemies to produce more oil to bring the price down while America is sitting on top of the largest oil reserves in the world. And then they're thinking that they can convert everything to electricity, to electric. Well, how is that possible, Fred?
I don't think that they're actually that interested in bringing the price of fuel down. What they don't want is not to have enough fuel. So they're trying to make sure that enough oil is drilled elsewhere by OPEC Russia, and we can buy it regardless of price to make up for the losses from the oil that we're not drilling ourselves, from the derricks and wells that we've shut down and pipelines we've shut down.
However, if we brought oil back from America, the prices would go down, because isn't oil and gas one of the biggest drivers of inflation?
Well, it is, but if you look at how government calculate their inflation figure, I think you'll find that fuel and food are not included in there, which obviously make it unrealistic, because fuel is the biggest driver when you think that everything we have in this country has to be delivered, and sometimes from one side of the country to the other, and it's all done by road or train, and it all uses fossil-based fuels.
So here we are sitting with an absolute incredible amount of fossil-based fuels in our reserves in Anwar, in the Gulf, all over our continent. One of the things that they always said was that we will run out of oil, and nobody really understands that we're never going to run out of oil, because oil and gas are made up from natural organisms as they die. So unless there was nobody and nothing on this planet, we will always have some form of oil and gas, because we are beings and are planet is a living planet, which means that it starts out with life and it ends with death. And there isn't any way around it. It doesn't matter what you are. You're going to have life and you're going to have death. But in between, you need to be able to have energy to make your services work. And by pushing the prices of oil up so high, we are going to see a major mess in this country. I truly believe the inflation that we're seeing right now isn't close to the inflation that we could be getting. What do you think?
I think you'll find the figure we're seeing now is nowhere near the true figure of inflation. Inflation is definitely higher than the 5.4% they're talking about. But as regards oil, up to oil discovered in America so far, we have over 200 years of use of oil, and they reckon they've only found about 10% of our oil reserves. So we have an absolute infinite amount of oil that would last for hundreds and hundreds of years should it be needed.
And it probably won't even be needed. Isn't that a sad thing? All right, everybody, don't go away. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back. You are listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. And my guest is Fred Brownbill. And we will be right back.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report. Are you looking for better sleep, focus, and energy? Check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Most vitamins haven't been upgraded since the 1930s. Healthy Cell uses an innovative technology, which is a gel pack that provides a better absorbed vitamins and nutrients where they're needed the most. I just took a Healthy Cell today before I went out and exercised, and I can tell you I am working hard for America Out Loud Radio as we speak. And tonight I am looking for good REM sleep. And I can tell you I am tired and I want to fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deeply and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell. I'm going to use the Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement. This is the only sleep supplement designed to support all four stages of sleep. So go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, and get a 20% off for your first order of any product. I use Healthy Cell, and I'm really glad that I've been introduced to it. So I recommend it for you. Again, go to HealthyCell.com and use the OUTLOUD code, promotional code, for a 20% off your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health four times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The America Out Loud family is comprised of patriots in the true sense of the word. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty and the Constitution to help save America for future generations to come. AmericaOutLoud.com. It's a fight for the soul of humanity.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, and my guest is Fred Brownbill. Thank you, Fred, for staying with me right now, because we're not done yet. We really haven't talked about the border, have we, and what's going on down there. And this is really a criminal enterprise that is just coming into America. After what went on in Afghanistan, I believe the terrorists are already here. What do you think, Fred?
Well, they definitely are here. We've got millions of people pouring across a very porous open border right now. We have no idea where they are. We have no idea what their political ideology is. We know nothing about them apart from they're illegal. They're being distributed around this country by, as far as I'm concerned, a usurper of a president and an illegal regime that's trying to run this country. I'm, funnily enough, writing a blog which will be published on the 19th, all about the southern border, as I have contacts there who have to remain unnamed. But I'll be, by the time that, you know, this is broadcast, they'll be able to pull that particular blog up and with photographs and understand exactly what's going on with the wall there.
Fred, tell everybody where they can find your blog, because folks, you want to listen and read incredible information that will give you insight to what's happening in our country and give you the ammunition so that you can have a conversation. Fred, where can they find you?
It's Fred Brownbill, all one word, and the name Brownbill, brown like the color brown bill. So it's fredbrownbill.wordpress.com, And on there is probably about 15 months of one a day or sometimes two a day insights, definitely politically incorrect speech.
Well, the only thing that I can say is thank you for getting off of social media, because I have done exactly the same thing. And it is absolutely a necessity, folks. We have to stop feeding the beast. These people hate us. They are censoring us. They are doing everything that they can humanly possible to make us hate one another and hate our country, hate our family, hate God. They are doing this on purpose. They want us to be divided. And where do we go? We go to social media. So if you absolutely must go to social media, I would suggest Getter. And maybe even Rumble. I'm not so sure about that, but I do know that Getter will not censor anyone. So at least you will have a platform that will carry your information. The only thing I can say about that, when I got off all of those social media platforms, my life was a lot easier. I didn't have to answer the stupid things from people that I didn't even know, who didn't know anything about the topic, but yet were making their voices and opinions known. So I'm kind of glad to be off of social media. Did I say that?
You did. And I've got to say, truthfully, it wasn't me getting off social media. I was forced off social media. But I am on Getter, and they will also find me on MeWe. So on both of those platforms, I do publish my blog on there, as well as on a blog in the United Kingdom called Going Postal.
I can tell you firsthand, knowing Fred for several years, you need to read what he writes. It is not just an opinion. It is a well-founded and well-thought-out information that you can use. That's what's important. You need to have enough information in your arsenal so that you can make informed decisions, and you can go against when you see erroneous information. You can be the one to say, wait a minute, no, that's not true. And you can then be able to say, this is what it really is. Fred, I like to end the show with to do. Because we could sit and talk about all of the atrocities that are going on in America today that's making America into a communist socialist country. But that doesn't help if we don't have a to-do plan. Now, we know our administration doesn't. They're just doing things as they go along on the fly. But what can we do to combat some of these things that they are forcing upon us? What would you suggest?
I've made several suggestions in my blog. I think the first one is we need to unite. We need to probably have a resurgence of the Tea Party. And I think one of the biggest things we could do is to attack the woke companies by boycott. We need to unite, and we need to boycott all these national woke companies. Some of them are very large, but there's a way to get to them, and that is through the local franchises and local businesses who would feel the threat more than the national company. So if you go to Tom and Jerry's store, you know, explain to the store owner, the franchise owner, that you're not going to be doing anything buying ice cream there, and you're going to be promoting that on your social media, protest outside there, make them aware, because when these local owners start feeling in their pocket, trust me, they will be going back to the people they pay their franchise fees to. And another thing that we could look at, if we were united enough with a powerful Tea Party movement, would be a tax boycott. I'm not saying people don't pay taxes, but they put the money that they would be paying in taxes into another bank account or what have you. But they just boycott paying their taxes, because when the government runs out of those tax monies, they're going to have to talk to us.
Wouldn't that be nice to actually have legislators who talk to us and listen? And that's right. The other side of the coin. We're going to be facing an election. If we don't vet our candidates and ask the right questions, we're going to wind up with the same criminals that we have today. And that's why nothing changes. And we can't just say, oh, you're an R, so you must be a good guy. No, that doesn't work that way anymore, especially after the 19 criminals who sided with Biden on that disgraceful socialist non-infrastructure bill, because they're only 24% of the whole bill, of the whole $1.3 trillion is going to infrastructure. The rest of it is going for socialist programs, of which we, the people, will be paying for all of these illegals that are coming into our country.
And it's not just that. The money's also being spent abroad. You know, they're doing stuff abroad as well, to the program they're trying to, you know, the global warming, anti-global warming program, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's absolute insanity. I mean, they just cannot keep printing money the way they're printing.
No, because eventually what is going to happen is the money that we have is going to be worthless, and we're going to be doing the same thing as Venezuela, taking wheelbarrows of money to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread and a container of milk.
I think what will happen before that is there's a very good chance the government's going to produce a digital coin. I think they will open bank accounts for everyone that gets paid Social Security and all the government assistance programs. You'll be paid in digital coin, and I think money is actually going to become irrelevant in this country.
Now, that's a very scary thing, because this person, Miss Karen Schoen, your host, does not and will not get a vaccine. Well, what could that mean for me if there was digital money?
You may not get your Social Security.
Exactly. We have to look at that very seriously. I can't imagine that this not going before the court, if it becomes an issue, if it becomes a something, I cannot imagine that it would be left unchallenged. But then again, I couldn't imagine that America would become a communist country either.
We also found out we cannot trust the courts or the Supreme Court.
That's also true.
The so-called conservative and constitutional abiding promises from the Supreme Court justices that were just recently put in there, they've not done anything really good at all. You know, I mean, they've been, all of them, a total disappointment. So, you know, you can't rely on the right judgment call coming down from these people. They're making political judgments as opposed to constitutional ones.
You're right. And that goes again. We are going to be facing an election. It's not just an election for our representatives and senators. This is an election whereby we pick justices that sit on state and local courts. And too often, we just pick the same guy that was there before without investigating.
Their record is.
Yeah.
And you've also had every federal judge, every single one of them. And we need to be looking, whenever we read about a judgment, we need to be looking those people up, because you'll always find, you know, who put them in office. And right now, Biden has actually appointed more federal judges in the time he's been in than Trump did at this time. So, you know, they are rapidly changing the courts back from the direction Trump was taking them in.
Right. And we have to be aware of that, because many of these judges are elected by we, the people. So do your due diligence. Yes, folks, you're going to have to do some homework. Well, I'm a teacher. You always get homework when you're talking to a teacher. But you're going to have to do some homework, and you're going to have to find out who these people are. Who is your supervisor of elections? Who is pushing that person to become the supervisor of elections in that county? Where are their donations coming from? You can go on your supervisor of elections website in your state. I guess it's the Department of the Secretary of State that handles the elections.
Yes.
Can go there and you can look up each candidate and see their donors. And that's very important, to find out who are backing these people.
Without a doubt, you know, we have very little time. The window is closing very, very fast. 2022 is around the corner. I mean, we're pretty close to the end of 2021 right now.
We sure are. And we better get, as they say, our ducks in order, or 2022 is going to turn out being like 2020. And that would be the last thing that any of us would want to see. But there are reasons why these things are happening. They have been pre-planned, and most of them have been pre-planned, as you said, by Obama. Obama, I believe, and his crowd are running the show. Biden is just there, and Kamala are just there to put their signatures on the paperwork that is already given to them. Does anybody actually think that in the first week of being in office, Joe Biden actually wrote 56 executive orders? Do you
They were all pre-written and prepared a year or so in advance.
They were, and they were sure he was going to win, and they made sure that he was going to win. And they used every trick in the book to make that happen. And I believe in the next month or so, we're going to be finding out about a lot of those tricks. Unfortunately, too late to make any real changes. However, the changes must come in 2022. And I think if we don't go back to paper ballots, we're going to have the same problem. What do you think, Fred?
I think we have to go back to paper ballots, because there's nothing electronic that cannot be altered, adjusted, fixed. They can set it to read one way, you know, when they test them, to work another way while they're being used, and then, you know, changed again. I mean, there's nothing that can't be done from remote areas, hacking into the computer systems. And we've also got a lot of people who have a vested interest in making sure that, you know, the election goes the way they want it to go.
That's the sad part, folks. Remember what I say, these people are not American. You can't put American values on a communist and then try to figure out why they did what they did. They do what they do because they hate America and they hate the idea of capitalism, even though each and every one of them has made their fortune because of capitalism. Their issue is they don't want anybody else to be able to climb to the top of the tree. And this is the real problem, because they have made it already. They don't want competition, and they will do everything humanly possible to make sure that there is no competition. I truly believe that one of the reasons why they got rid of all of the oil in America is because they didn't own it. It was owned by public companies and by many private companies. And unfortunately, many of those private companies were very conservative, because they were capitalists and they believed in capitalism. And they believed in, and still do believe in, what they're doing. And therefore, the communists can't have that. They can't have a success story that says, oh, Mr. So-and-so found oil on his property, and therefore he's putting an oil well there and he'll make gazillions of dollars. It doesn't work that way in any other country, does it, Fred? You don't own your land. Your government does.
And that's the direction they're ultimately heading to, where every natural resource belongs to the government.
Yeah, we have a real problem if we are going to allow that to happen. In the meantime, Biden is locking up all of the natural resources so that Americans won't be able to get them, and especially locking up many of the rare earth minerals that are needed for our military and for our medical needs. They are going to now have to be purchased from, guess where, folks? China. Who knows what they're going to be putting and mixing with the stuff that they give us? Who knows what backdoor antics will be in all of their technology? Who knows? And it's very scary to see how much in bed our government is with the communist Chinese. What do you think, Fred? We have a partner, and it's like a silent partner. They're always there.
Well, they're not that silent anymore. And another interesting thing, in going a slightly off topic, I'll still talk about China, is that the Chinese and Russian embassies in Afghanistan have not closed down. And I guarantee the Chinese will take over our air bases and facilities there.
Not only will they have our air bases, but they will have all of our military equipment that they can take apart, see how they work, and put them back together again. And you can rest assured that much of the terrorism that we're going to experience in America are going to be from American made or American modeled equipment, because we left it there. We left it for them to have so that they can turn it on their own people. What are they doing now? They're going around knocking on all of the doors. This is the Taliban. They're going around knocking on all of the doors and telling all of their citizens to give them their weapons, because the Taliban is here. They believe in peace and they don't need weapons anymore. Do you believe that one?
I do. And another very sad aspect that a lot of people haven't even given a thought to is that there's been a fair bit of missionaries working in Afghanistan undercover, and there's about 3,000 Christians that have been converted to Christ. And about 2-3 years ago, the Afghanistan government made everyone get new ID cards, state ID cards, federal ID cards, and they had to list their religion on there. And obviously, a lot of the Christians didn't want to denounce the God that they'd just gone to. And that list of all those Christians has been given to the Taliban now, who are looking for them actively.
They're going from door to door, folks. Does that sound familiar? Where did we hear that before? Oh, vaccine passports. We're going door to door. Folks, it's the same playbook. And if anybody knocks on your door regarding a vaccine passport, never let them in your house. Never. Under any circumstances. You have no idea what they'll be doing. You have no idea what they'll be wearing. You have no idea if they'll be taking pictures. You have no idea if they will be recording anything. You do not ever want anyone from the government to come into your house. Meet them and talk to them outside. They have no business being there. And you have to make sure that your house is private. And if they try to pull on you, well, only people that have something to hide won't let us in. Say, show me your warrant. That should be the next word out of your mouth.
I think everybody needs a prominent do not trespass sign on their yard. And as soon as anyone comes up from the government, you ask them to leave, explain that they're trespassing. And if they don't do that, you need to call the police and have them charged with trespass. It's only a misdemeanor, but it will be something.
Yes, and we need to get started and doing something. So Fred mentioned boycotts. Folks, boycotts work. That's why they keep on telling us they don't work. They do work. A boycott was part of the civil rights movement, and it was the single biggest issue that changed the way people looked at civil rights and helped to write the civil rights laws that we have. Boycotts work. Stop feeding the beast. Stop buying their garbage. Stop buying stuff from China. The only thing that will happen when you do that is it'll take you a little bit longer in the supermarket or whatever store you're in to read the labels. That's not a bad thing. My favorite label is Made in America.
God bless you. I agree.
And when my husband says, how come you were so long in the store? I always tell him, I'm reading the labels. And if it says China or any other country that is anti-American, I don't buy it. I put it back. It's not necessary. I certainly can do without. And that's what we should be doing. Think of all the money that you'll be saving, especially now when you'll need it the most. So stop buying the garbage that comes from China. And there's nothing wrong with buying recycled things that you may need. Who knows? Maybe you'll find something that was older and worked better, because what we have noticed here is that the older tools that we have were made of metal. The new tools are made of plastic. So the gears wear out. The things wear out. Sometimes older is better.
Agreed. And as I say, really, it's not just, it's the local franchises that you of these woke companies like Coke, your local bottler. Those are the people that you have to get hold of and talk to, protest outside and boycott. Because truthfully, boycotts, like you say, they do work, because when you hit anyone in their pocket, you get their attention.
And I think that's the only way to get their attention at this moment. I can't remember when the last time was that I went to the movies. I can't remember when the last time was that I went to a concert, unless it was the right a concert of people who at least believed in America. And this is what we have to do, folks. This is our country. It's going to be flooded with so many illegals. I don't know if we will ever get rid of them. But then the flip side of that is if we took back our schools and we taught these people what really America was, they wouldn't want to vote for a socialist either. They just left there. They're coming to America for freedom. And what are they getting? More socialism. That's right. Never going to work. Fred, unfortunately, we are at the end of our show. So if you can give our audience some parting words of things that they should look out for and do, that would be great.
As I said, the list of things I gave you to do are still valid. One point I wanted to make is on my blog, there's one particular blog called Download COVID Vaccine Religious Exemption Documents. There's a document there that you can use to fill in, and they're all valid documents that you can use to not have to get the vaccine or the vaccine passport. And it's a military form as well, which you can adapt to any branch of the military. So that's important for those of us that do not want to take the vaccine, because I will not be taking it, nor will my wife.
Well, neither are we in this household. None of us will be taking it either. And what we are taking and doing is we have increased our vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, and looking into anything else that we can get over the counter to build up our immune system, because that's really what this is all about. This is about keeping yourself healthy. Who are the people that are getting sick? They're the ones that have an underlying condition. So if you work on that underlying condition, it will help you all around. And as a result, you'll be a healthy person. And if you're healthy, you'll be able to ward off COVID.
One other quick one is we have to understand that the youth is the answer to this problem as well. Right now, you have something like 63% of people 15 to 30 believing in socialism as opposed to capitalism. So, you know, there's a lot of conservative parents whose kids are very liberal. We've got to spend time with these kids. We have to take the time to explain everything to them properly, because these are the future rulers. No matter what we do now, no matter how we slow the march of communism and socialism down, if this generation is not changed in their thought pattern, everything we do today will only be a temporary fix.
I couldn't agree more. And on that note, folks, we're going to have to say goodbye for this week. However, you have homework. Find something to boycott. You don't have to boycott everything. We all know that's impossible. But find something and make it known. Send a letter to the CEO and tell them what you think, and tell them you're never going to buy their product. That's one thing you can do. And the other thing I strongly believe is what Fred just said. We've got to pay attention to our youth. And I would suggest that mentor a child. If you don't have children in your family, mentor a child. Teach a child to read, because they're not learning how to read in school. 47% of Americans cannot read and write. And now with all of the illegals coming in, it's going to be worse because they can't even read and write in their own language. So we have a big challenge ahead of us. But if we're going to do anything, we can turn the tables on the Democrats and just make sure that all of these illegals that we're paying for anyway get a true American education. That should be our job. Anyway, it has been a pleasure as always. Thank you all for listening. This is Karen Schoen, and you have been listening to The Prism of America's Education with my guest, Fred Brownberg. But